Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network presented by Indiana Farm Bureau, a unified voice for agriculture.
Welcome to 4-H4U, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau, a united voice for agriculture. I'm your host, Greg Allen, and today we're talking about one of the most exciting times of the year, the Indiana State Fair. So stay tuned.
At Indiana Farm Bureau, we serve tree farmers, goat farmers, and in fact, all farmers. With over 250,000 members, Indiana Farm Bureau represents a broad range of farmers and puts power in your collective voice. You also get advice from our subject matter experts, more affordable health plan options, and support for youth programs statewide. So whether you grow soybeans or strawberries, membership means you'll be heard. Become a member today at infb.org.
You know, for many 4-H members, months of hard work all lead up to Fair Week. So whether you're exhibiting livestock or showcasing a project or experiencing the fair for the very first time, preparation is the key to success. So joining us today is Sydney Bauman, Indiana 4-H ambassador from Fulton County, and Morgan Keith, ambassador from Johnson County. They're here to share practical tips for getting ready for the Indiana State Fair, from packing and planning to making the most of every opportunity once you arrive. Sydney, Morgan, welcome once again to 4-H4U.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you were so enjoyable last time, I was like, I got to have them back because they're so good. We talked last time about what it takes to be an ambassador for 4-H. This month, we're talking about fair preparedness and perfect timing as we're ramping up towards that. It's getting close, and everybody is probably in that focused mode. I know you two both are involved very heavily, obviously. So, Sydney, we'll start with you as to why is the Indiana State Fair such a special event for Indiana 4-H members?
So many things at the State Fair that 4-H members do. It's just such an all-around experience. You know, you can get your livestock and show your livestock there. You know, you can send projects there, just kind of being there. Personally, I work in the 4-H exhibit hall, and so I get to work with the projects, and that's such a great experience that I get to do. It's kind of given me some work experience and some more leadership skills, and overall just kind of getting to be there and see the 4-H, because it's such a fundamental part of the State Fair, in my opinion.
So, Morgan, I know the answer is probably yesterday, but when should members begin preparing for the State Fair?
Well, really, all your preparation should be done before your county fair. I'd assume if you're bringing your project to the county fair, you're going to want it to be ready for the State Fair. So honestly, start your projects as soon as you can. And I'm saying that, and I haven't even started my county fair projects yet, and I know I'll regret that in 2 weeks. So definitely start as soon as you can, and work your animals if you show animals, and really get excited. I think your excitement for your county fair, your state fair, is really what drives you. So make sure that your excitement drives you to get your work done and get your projects done and just get excited.
And as she shakes her finger at you, she's shaking three right back at herself. Sydney, what are some of the biggest mistakes that first-time exhibitors can make, and how can they avoid those mistakes?
One of the biggest mistakes that you can make is, like Morgan said, waiting till last minute. Procrastination is never the answer, as I have learned, because just making sure that you are ready and have, you know, practiced, worked with your animals, gotten your projects ready to the best of your ability, gotten yourself ready, and you know what's going on, that is the most important thing, because that's going to make everything go so much smoother and so much better for you.
Yeah, you sound like you're speaking from experience. Sad face. This one is for both of you. Morgan, we'll start with you. What are your top packing essentials for a successful week at fair?
I love this question. Well, if you're anything like Morgan, you get dehydrated really easily, so definitely keep some electrolytes on hand.
Good tip.
I ended my county fair last year with the ambulance coming to me and checking me out because I got too dehydrated. So definitely drink some electrolytes and drink water. Be prepared with that. If you're anything like me and show livestock, I love to keep my show box prepared for the little ones that visit. So my goat show box, I keep animal crackers for them to feed my goats some animal crackers. And in my pig show box, I keep some marshmallows so that they can give my pigs some marshmallows. It's a treat for both the visitors and my animals themselves. And then another essential that I have is snacks. For me, fair food is like, I can't eat it till the end of the day, but I'm not too hungry. So just some light snacks, gotta have them. They're essential.
Morgan, I'm glad you learned from experience, but all right, what about you, Sydney?
Well, since I work in the exhibit hall, I practically live at the state fair for the duration of it and before it. So I essentially bring everything I own with me. I, you know, bring everything, a lot of clothes, my bedding, all my stuff, and, you know, get ready. And yeah, when I go then to the dog show at the end of the fair, that's kind of when I have to make sure I really have everything, because if I forget something, then I'm kind of, you know, I gotta make sure I have my bag, some water for the dog, my good leash, everything, and just, you know, good shoes, comfortable shoes. It's a lot of walking, I promise.
Morgan, how can members stay organized during such a busy event?
Yes. So if you're like me and my family, we show livestock. Staying organized is definitely something that we have to do throughout the year because we keep a herd of goats throughout the year. So we have a binder with all of our goats' information, all of their tattoos, and then our family uses a calendar. So all of our dates that are important, weigh-ins, like the weigh-in at the fair, all of those are put in there so we know when that happens. And then just really good communication skills with your family or whoever you're showing or doing projects with, making sure that you're communicating things that need to be done, and also just making sure you're communicating timelines.
Sydney, what about you?
Me, it's really just making sure that I know when I need to do everything throughout the year and then up to the state fair, and making sure I know exactly what I need, make a list of what I need to bring with me, and make sure that I remember it, and just making sure that I have all of my papers that I need all in a folder all together, I have all my stuff around together just so that I don't miss anything, because that would be bad.
I can just see you making a post-it note that says, remember what you're supposed to remember. That's probably very vital. Girls, we got to take a short break here, but when we come back with 4-H4U, I want to talk about your roles as ambassadors at the state fair. So stay tuned.
Farming isn't just a job. It's the foundation of life. Farmers feed us, fuel our future, and pass down traditions built on hope and hard work. At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know farming is more than a profession. It's a legacy. That's why we stand shoulder to shoulder with farmers, offering agricultural loans, insurance, and education. Because we're not just here for farmers, we're owned by them. Farming matters, and we're proud to honor it every day.
We're back with Sydney and Morgan, 4-H ambassadors, and we're talking about prepping for the state fair. Sydney, what advice do you have for livestock exhibitors as they prepare before arriving in Indianapolis for the state fair?
Before you ever make your way to the state fair, just make sure that you know your animals and are comfortable with your animals and that you have worked with them. If you've been working with them throughout the year, that's probably what's going to make you the most successful, and just making sure you know your animal well and so that you can exhibit them to your fullest potential.
You do dogs. primarily. Do you do any other livestock?
I do not show any other livestock of my own. I haven't showed pigs since I was a very young in elementary school. So,
but Morgan, you show pigs. So what kind of advice do you have for exhibitors preparing to arrive?
One of the biggest pieces of advice that I have for exhibitors before arriving to the state fair would definitely to be check on your animals, make sure they're healthy before you bring them. We have the New World Screwworm coming around, so we have all these national shows that are coming as well throughout this month, and then we have a lot of animals are coming from county fairs, so just making sure that your animals are healthy before you bring them. You don't want to spread any other sicknesses to anybody else's animals, so definitely make sure your animals are healthy, and like Sydney said, make sure you know your animals. It's really important to know them and make sure that they're safe and they're well worked with, just so that you do well in the ring, but also they're safe to bring to the state fair.
And there's so much more to showing than just livestock. So, and both of you, I'm sure, have been involved in all of the aspects of static projects. So what tips would you offer for static projects like photography or foods or crafts? We'll start with Sydney.
Taking a few of these projects over the year and then also working in the exhibit hall, I see literally all of them that come in and even get to see them be judged. And so really, I think it's all about attention to detail with whatever you're doing, loving your craft and paying attention to it and making sure you're documenting everything well. You know, a really great project that doesn't have a good binder with a good explanation probably isn't going to do super well. So it's all about just kind of knowing what you did and being able to show that and just making sure that you love what you do and have paid a lot of attention to it.
Morgan, what about you?
Yeah, so a lot of your static projects start at the county fair. You get that state fair entry ribbon, at least for my county. So definitely my advice would be to stay for the judging. Be creative, be yourself. Again, like Sydney said, attention to detail. If you stay for judging, you get to tell your judges about that. And a lot of my judges have appreciated how personable my projects are and how they can see that they represent me and how I talk about them. So my advice would be stay for judging at the county fair and make it you.
Sydney, the state fair can be exciting, sometimes overwhelming. How can members balance competition while still trying to have some fun?
Really, having fun at the state fair is about kind of having people that you know you can have fun with, whether it's your friends and family with you, because just having the people that you love with you is really just going to, you know, help reduce that stress, kind of calm you down and make sure you're having a good time while still being able to, you know, be successful in your shows and your projects and whatnot and having that support that you need.
And speaking of having fun at the fair, and beyond showing projects, Morgan, what are some opportunities that members should not miss out on while they're there at the fair?
Yeah, so for me, my favorite part of the fair is definitely walking through the barns. The state fair is crazy cool with how many livestock exhibitors they have, and just walking through that is amazing to me and seeing that. But other things that you should not miss out on, coming from an FFA member myself, definitely visit the FFA Pavilion. There's a lot of fun things there. And then I believe the Indiana State Fair theme this year goes with baseball, so check all of those things out. I believe that'll be a lot of fun.
One of my favorite things is the Indiana Dairy Association. They make that big cheese sculpture every year, and that's something I think a lot of people miss. You'll just walk by it, but you know, it's in the I don't remember what pavilion it's in, but you got to check it out. You'll find it. But if you haven't seen it, it's a definite must see. I mean, they take this huge block of cheese and make an amazing sculpture out of it. So, Sydney, is an Indiana 4-H ambassador. What role do you and the other ambassadors play during the state fair?
The ambassador stuff at the state fair is done by the new ambassadors. So, like, we kind of started our term in August, and, you know, went to the state fair. We went to the opening of the state fair, and we were able to, you know, go to the opening ceremony, the ribbon cutting, and kind of just be there to represent 4-H, which was really fun. And so that was kind of a part of our ambassador retreat. But as our ambassador retreat ended, you know, we also spent the day there and represented 4-H and went around and did all that. But then as the ambassador retreat ended, and some of us went home and some of us stayed and some of us came back, and we were able to do some fun stuff. Some of us I know were able to hand out like ribbons and plaques and at shows, and you know, kind of just walk around and be a representative of 4-H there.
Morgan, what advice would you give to first-time state fair participants who might be feeling a little bit nervous or overwhelmed?
Yeah, definitely just believe in yourself. Everything about this is fun, and it'll be fun if you believe in yourself. So believe in yourself, have the confidence to do it. You did it at your county fair, you can definitely do it at the state fair, and just have fun while you do it. It these memories, I've done this for 9 years, I've shown for 9 years, and I literally feel like it's just flown by, and I can't believe that next year's my last year. So soak it all in, have fun, and just believe in yourself.
So then, looking back on your own experiences, and this question is for both of you, we'll start with Sydney. What's one state fair memory that stands out to you the most?
So many, because I've just spent so much time at the state fair. But I think some of my favorite memories have come from doing the dog show at the state fair. A couple years ago, I was actually able to win my class in obedience at the dog show, and I thought that was really cool. And it's really nice to be able to see your hard work kind of come to that, you know, good result and get that win, get that plaque. And even though it's not all about winning, it's really nice to be able to see the fruits of your labor there. And that was a really good memory for me.
Morgan, what about you?
My favorite would definitely be during the beginning of my term as an Indiana State 4-H ambassador. Some of our ambassadors got to cut the ribbon for opening ceremonies, and I wasn't one of them, but it was really fun to watch some of my teammates cut the ribbon, and it really kicked off a great week, and it was very exciting, and the energy was so much fun.
Good memories. They'll last a lifetime for sure. And last question, this one is for both of you as well. Sydney, we'll start with you. What do you hope every 4-H member that is listening right now or watching this, what do you hope they take away from their state fair experience?
I hope that every 4-H'er who goes to the state fair, I hope that they take away that they've just had a good time there. Because really, at the end of the day, it is about, you know, enjoying yourself there, even if you are competing and whatnot, and just knowing that you tried your best. So I would give the advice that, you know, make sure that you are doing your best work, because at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you proud of yourself and what you have done. And just make sure to enjoy yourself. You know, it's a big deal to go to the state fair, but it's not everything. And so just make sure you're enjoying yourself and not getting overly stressed about it.
And Morgan, take us home.
Yeah, for me, it would definitely be realize that the banners are probably the least important part of that experience. And I love a good win, and I love to get a banner, but let me tell you what I do with those banners. They go in a tote and sit under my bed, and I rarely get them back out. But what does not go away, and what I don't stop thinking about, and what I don't stop revisiting, is all of the memories that I have. So definitely lean into the fun you're having, the people you have around you, and the experience you're getting, because that banner was really nice. And even if you didn't win a banner, your sportsmanship that you show, the friends that you make, and the people that support you are really the most important part of your experience, and definitely will make your experience what it is.
Wow. What a great way to wrap things up. Sydney, Morgan, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you nothing but the best at this year's 4-H Indiana State Fair. And we'll probably see you out there. I'm sure we'll run into each other at some point in time. You've been fantastic guests for my show, not only for this month, but for the last month as well. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us again.
Yeah, thank you again.
Our thanks to Indiana 4-H Ambassador Sydney Bauman and Morgan Keith for sharing some great advice on prepping for the Indiana State Fair. So whether it's your first trip to the fair or your final year in 4-H, taking the time to prepare ahead of time can make your experience more enjoyable and help you perform at your best. Remember, the State Fair is about much more than ribbons. It's about learning new skills and building friendships and representing your county and celebrating everything that you've accomplished throughout the year and just downright having some fun. So, for more information about Indiana 4-H and the Indiana State Fair, visit your local Purdue Extension office or talk with your county 4-H educator. Thanks for joining us on 4-H4U. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode featuring the people, the programs, and experiences that make Indiana 4-H one of the best youth development organizations in the country. 4-H4U is a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today Presents Your Purdue Extension Podcast Network, and it's brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau, a unified voice for agriculture. I'm Greg Allen, and we'll see you next time.